Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Tomorrow night at 8, David Wax Museum is playing at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Their indie rock is a unique blend of Americana folk and Mexican soul music. The New Yorker said of their sound that it kicks up a cloud of excitement with its high-energy, border-crossing sensibility. The David Wax Museum released their first album, I Turned Off Thinking About, in 2008. The band released its fourth full-length album, Knock Knock Get Up, last summer. The band's two core members are David Wax and Suze Slezak. Suze joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure. I'm excited to talk about the music you make with the David Wax Museum. How did you and David meet and begin playing together?
Well, we had both been to college in Boston in the late 90s and early 2000s, but we didn't meet when we were in college. We actually both ended up back in Boston after traveling and seeing the world a little bit, and a mutual friend introduced us who knew David was looking for bandmates. He had just gotten back from Mexico where he was studying rural folk music down in Mexico. So a friend knew that I played the fiddle, and we met, and I enjoyed what I heard, and he encouraged me to buy a donkey jawbone, which is a traditional Mexican percussion instrument made from the actual jawbone of a donkey.
Right.
And we started the band about 5 years ago.
He encouraged you to buy that instrument, which I'm glad you brought up. I was going to if you didn't. How do you then figure out how to play it?
Well, it's kind of like any percussion instrument. It, you know, makes a few noises and you just do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know if it's kind of an innate thing that humans can make rhythm out of noisemakers, but I basically taught myself. Luckily have had a chance to see a few other Mexican musicians in New York and Los Angeles play the donkey jawbone, so they've given me a few tips along the way.
You mentioned that David had studied folk music in Mexico after he'd gone to university, and it has a large influence on the music you play with the group that
mm-hmm.
you play together. Did you have any experience with it before he began to teach you about it?
I did not have experience with Mexican music. I grew up in rural Virginia and was part of a pretty thriving old-time community.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of people around me played the fiddle and banjo and guitar and mandolin. So I grew up playing old-time music and got into a little bluegrass and folk and Irish music. And so the Mexican part was new. But luckily, the music that we do is really a blend of
mm-hmm.
American folk and Mexican folk. We're not playing traditional Mexican music. We're not Mexican musicians,
right.
inherently. So the blending, I can bring what I know to the table, and that helps create our sound.
And how does the songwriting process for the group work?
David is the songwriter in
mm-hmm.
the band, and he will bring songs to the table, and the rest of us will kind of arrange our own parts for them and the harmonies, but he does the songwriting and the melodic, you know, both the melodic and lyrical piece of that.
So he then, you know, tells you, you're playing the fiddle on this one, the donkey jawbone on this one.
No, that's also more of a collaborative effort.
We
all of us are multi-instrumentalists, and so we'll kind of together decide what to play. And also, when we make an album, the producer that we've been working with for the past two records, Sam
mm-hmm.
Kassir.
Mm-hmm.
We record with him up in rural Maine in an old farmhouse that he's converted into a studio. And he plays a big role in helping us figure out instrumentation. So, in fact, for this last record, I've actually started learning the accordion and picking up key. I grew up playing the piano, but I'm starting to play a keyboard in the band as well, and some auto harp and anything else. I don't know, just picking up new instruments.
I was going to say, that's enough.
To kind of suit the music.
How's the accordion going?
It's great. I love that instrument. It makes a really big sound
mm-hmm.
compared to a fiddle. I mean, fiddles can be kind of loud and screechy at times, but the accordion is just such a full, it sounds like many, many instruments or many horns or a huge organ. So it's really fun to kind of make all that noise. And it's also a more symmetrical instrument in some ways than the fiddle, because you're always kind of have your body contorted into kind of a strange twist when you play the fiddle, but
mm-hmm.
the accordion, you're kind of more solidly looking, you're able to look in front of you, and it's better for my posture, I guess, is what I'm saying.
easier to balance. You mentioned recording with Sam Kassir at Great North Sound Society up in Maine. He is a great producer. He's the keyboardist and producer for Josh Ritter and Sonny Pete. He's awesome. What I understand about the studio, not that I've been, is that it's very remote. So it allows you to really concentrate on the work you're doing.
Yeah, it's out in it feels like the middle of nowhere, kind of near the border of New Hampshire and Maine.
Mm-hmm.
In a little town, outside of a little town called Parsons Field, and there's actually no internet there. That's how, for these days, you can tell that's remote.
You know,
the cell phones only work next to this one upstairs window.
Uh-huh.
So we joke that it's the internet cafe, you know, the little windowsill where we all store our phones so we can hope to get our text messages and things like that. Spending time at Great North turns into kind of a retreat space and a real... it's kind of an island, you know. There's not other distractions, and so we're able to kind of live, eat, and breathe the new record that we're working on. And that has its benefits and its drawbacks. I think for me, it's a little bit. It can feel like too much of one thing,
uh-huh.
And there's so, you know, a lot of, you know, you'll listen to this one guitar lick and kind of spend 40 minutes deciding which tone to use on it or how loud it should be, and I don't know, it gets so nitty-gritty and detailed that it's not always my cup of tea.
Uh-huh.
But it means that there's a lot of time for experimentation and just messing around and brainstorming and having fun and fooling around to create new ideas, and that I think really shows on this last record, because it has so many sounds and unique things going on in different layers, and that all was able to happen because we had actually about 21 days in this beautiful old house in the middle of snowy Maine.
But it is safe to say then you prefer live performance to recording.
Well, for me, definitely.
I think most, because there's the...
I don't know. I think there's a good, solid percentage of musicians who love the studio and only tour because they have to, and it's the way to support oneself these days. But I think a lot of people do. I put it in the category like the true musicians love playing, you know, recording and kind of that creative process. So I see myself more as a performer than a true musician.
We're speaking with Suze Slezak from David Wax Museum. The group will play at the Colonial in Pittsfield, Massachusetts tomorrow night at 8. David Wax Museum's most recent album is Knock Knock Get Up. We want to share a few songs from the record now, and I asked Suze to introduce them.
So this song, Will You Be Sleeping, is the first track of our new record, and there is a really cool double music video that goes along with the song. We worked with this wonderful videographer down in Greensboro, North Carolina. His name is Harvey, and he's originally from England, and he had this idea that it's sort of a dreamy song, and he had this idea that we would do kind of a dreamscape for David and for me. So we have these two kind of brother-sister complementary music videos that show kind of David's dream world and my dream world, in which I hold a 9-foot albino boa constrictor and David has this boxing scene, and it's a pretty special set of videos, so I encourage anyone who has access to a computer to take a peek at those, unless you're deathly afraid of snakes, in which case, no, it's just a dream, it's not real.
I'll put a link to the video on our website, too.
Great.
Rise and fall of your chest, steady movement, traces I dress, I've been to kiss the curve of your neck, not a word I've used, but for the first time I feel blessed. I'm not back. my shade. When the weight of sleep leaves your leg, wait by the window, wrapped in a bedsheet case.
Harder Before It Gets Easier is a song that we also kind of think of as one of the most important songs on this album, just because the title from the album, which is Knock Knock Get Up, is kind of inspired by this song, because the chorus says, knock knock, fate was at the door, knock knock, too loud to ignore, knock knock, we were unprepared, knock knock, fate, it does not care.
Position of our hearts will shift. Position of our hearts will shift. And someday this burden of loving will lift. This burden of loving will lift. And the difference between wrong and right will close like a fist. But for now, judgment's past. Our love will be swift, just like this.
The Rumors Are True is a song that I actually thought was going to be kind of a hit single, and it ended up number 6 or 7 on the album, but I love that song so much.
When we were young and in love, the nights couldn't last long enough.
Playing in Pittsfield this Friday.
Yeah.
And then what's next?
We've just got these two shows this weekend in Pittsfield and down on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then really the rest of January is kind of a rest month for us. We just came off of 3 months off on the road as kind of the album release cycle.
Right.
Or at least the first stage of it. So we will be heading back on the road. We're opening a opening tour with Tift Merritt, who's a wonderful singer, songwriter, an amazing woman.
Yeah, she's great.
And so we'll be with her for about 5 weeks. We're headed to South by Southwest. We have festivals in Alaska this year coming up. We're going to be going out to Idaho for a residency. So we're just really on the road, on the move, doing more adventuring this year up ahead. We're going to be back in Europe in the summer for some neat festivals. And really just trying to get the music out there and keep on growing. And we're really excited about the first show of the year in Pittsfield on Friday.
The Colonial is a beautiful theater. I know you'll have a great time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Sarah.
David Wax Museum is playing at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts tomorrow, January 4th at 8 p.m. To learn more about the show, visit berkshiretheatergroup.org. To learn about the band, visit their website, davidwaxmuseum.com. That's berkshiretheatergroup.org or davidwaxmuseum.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.